Hey, it's the local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host today. And with me, I'm very happy to have a very nice young lady, Claire Braden. Welcome, Claire.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yes. Now, Claire, you grew up here in Jerseyville, right?
You weren't born
here, though. Where were you born?
I was born in Muncie, Indiana, and we were not there, not even a year. Moved to Edwardsville there for maybe a year or two, and then came to Dow, Illinois, and was there until I was 10 or 11, and then officially moved to Jerseyville all the way up until I graduated high school.
Now, Claire, how old are you?
I'm 23 years old.
23.
Yes.
And basically, you went to school at Jersey. Who's your parents?
My parents are Corey and Susie Braden.
Okay. All right. You got any brothers or sisters?
I have three younger sisters. Their names are Kate, Callie, and Courtney Braden. And then we have two dogs, Cooper and Cammy.
Oh, we can't forget the dogs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Never forget the dogs.
All girls, though. Your dad, he's a loner, huh? He's all by himself.
Yeah, but he figured out how to become a girl dad.
Okay. Well, that's good. And you are some kind of basketball player, aren't you?
I try to be, yeah.
At Jersey, you broke all kinds of records. You graduated. You only did 3 years at Jersey. Tell me about that. You did 3 years. You broke a bunch of records. Leading scorer, most scores in 3 years?
Yes. So I ended up graduating early after my junior year because my senior year, it was 2020, which was also prime COVID season. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know if there was going to be a basketball season for my senior year. And we didn't want to risk it. So my dad came up with the idea of picking up a few classes in high school to become eligible to graduate early. And I ended up deciding to graduate early in October. So literally 2 months before I would have to graduate early. Okay. And graduated early. I had enough eligible credits. And so how college works is they were providing COVID years.
So you graduated in October of 2020.
I decided in October 2020, graduated in December 2020, entered McKendree 3 days after Christmas, actually, in December, and was eligible enough because in college they have what's called a COVID year, and we use that semester as my COVID year as a free, like, not necessarily like free, but a free semester to play.
Yes, right.
So I could still have four more years there.
All right. And so when you were playing in high school, any fond memories of playing for Jersey?
Oh, yeah. I have a lot. I do remember the feeling of finding out that I was a starter my freshman year. I didn't think it was going to happen, but when Coach Kevin Strable, he was the coach at the time, when he told me that I was going to be starting, I was excited.
Yeah.
It was a definite good personal goal for me. I remember scoring my 1,000th point sophomore year. And I remember all my teammates cheering for me.
How was that as a freshman in high school, coming on the team, starting and being like the number one player? Was that kind of difficult?
When I figured out that I was the number one player, I didn't know at first that I was the number one player. I was just freshman. I was just playing.
Yeah.
I was just going to play. I mean, I didn't even expect to start at the, you know, before the first game of the season. And I still didn't think I was the number one player until later on when I started to get comfortable out there.
All right. Who are some of your teammates that freshman year?
My cousin, Brianna Schroeder.
Okay.
Peyton Tisdale, Abby Manns, Hannah Hudson, Sally Hudson, Lauren Brown, Boston Tally was also on varsity.
A bunch of good girls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sounds like it. So, in high school, how long was it before you started getting recruited by colleges?
So my first recruit, which was actually McKendree, was the summer, or no, it was actually the spring during my sophomore year of high school. So we went to Milwaukee for a tournament, and Coach Kerry Kirkhoff was there watching me, because before this tournament, I emailed a bunch of coaches, and especially from the GLVC conference, mm-hmm. and Kerry Kirkhoff was there watching me. And after that game, I remember this specific game. I did well, too, mm-hmm. luckily. She emailed me and offered me to come take a visit at McKendree in the summer. So in June of 2019, I went on a visit and she offered me.
Full ride?
Yes.
Yes. So at McKendree, how was that experience playing playing basketball for McKendree? And what'd you major in?
I majored in exercise science and I minored in sports psychology.
Okay.
Playing there was definitely going to be one of the best moments of my life.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. I loved playing there. And what made it even better were the girls on the team. They were phenomenal teammates. I mean, I feel like the people that are there make it great. Obviously, you know, I love basketball. A lot of people love basketball when they play college basketball. But a huge part of loving the place that you're playing at is the people that you are surrounded by, especially your teammates, because you are with them, especially during season, 25-8 out of the week.
And just so people know, she's not done playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Claire is going to play in Australia,
yes.
professional basketball,
yes.
which is pretty exciting.
Yes.
But before we get into that, I got to ask you, what were some real, what would you say was some determining factors of why you became such a great basketball player?
Oh, the determining factors for sure start with my family. My dad, he was very hard on me, but for good reason.
He was?
Yes. At
what age was he hard on you?
He started becoming, hard on me in middle school, I would say.
Yeah?
Yeah. Which, at the time, obviously, when you're younger, you don't, realize it or, see their vision. Now I do, for sure, and I see, he was just trying to make me a really good player, which he definitely has. And uh-huh. my grandpa as well. My grandpa also.
Grandpa?
He was a huge part. Grandpa Bill.
Okay, Bill Braden.
Bill Braden, yeah.
Yes. So he was a coach for a year, so I'm sure he was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the one that would take me to all of my St. Louis AAU practices every week.
What was it like riding with him in the car?
Oh, it was
to
great.
To the practice and riding back.
What
was he talking about when you were heading there? What was he saying?
There was no words spoken because he let us listen to music all the way. And he'll tell you this himself. I used to just sing so loud from my headphones the entire ride there and back. And he would just listen to it.
Yeah.
He would be laughing and just listening. And I did that for a couple of years until I grew up a little bit. And I was like, I do not sound good singing. I need to stop singing.
How about coming back from the practices and the games? Did you guys talk at all? Or just kept
singing?
Yeah,
we did talk. It would kind of just depend on how the practices go. If I didn't have a very good practice, he's going to tell me what I did wrong and how to fix it. And we'll talk about my shooting form all the time. Even when I did have good practices, he would talk about my shooting form and things that I did wrong that I need to fix.
Okay. Hey, listeners, I have with me Claire Braden, who's one of the better basketball players that came out of Jerseyville. She played at McKendree full ride and now going to play as a professional in Australia, which is great. But I have a question on shooting. All
mm-hmm.
right. What are you thinking when you're shooting? All right. What's your mindset? All right. As far as, okay, you're going to get the ball. And I know it's probably you don't even think about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But is there any tips that you can give to young listeners on shooting?
Confidence. It's at least half of it is confidence. from freshman year of high school to my junior year, my confidence kind of lowered a little bit, because I remember my freshman year of high school, I remember before even getting the ball, like, I'm just thinking, I want to shoot this. And when you think, I want to shoot this, it's more than likely going to go in, especially when you have proper shooting form and you have the muscle memory to back it up. Things started not going in for me as the years went on. And so that's when I started to think, before even getting the ball, I'm going to shoot this. Like, I hope this goes in, like hoping for it to go in, rather than wanting to shoot it, knowing that it's going to go in. Fast forward to college, my role wasn't necessarily shooting threes until my, maybe a little bit of my sophomore year, and definitely my junior year, and definitely my senior year, where I started to just know that I wanted to shoot the ball. If I was open, I told myself, if I was open, I want to shoot this ball. I don't care. If I miss, I'm gonna keep shooting. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I just knew that I wanted to shoot the ball because I wanted to see it go in. I wasn't hoping when I shot this ball, like, oh, please go in. And it kind of just takes back a little bit of confidence. So I would say just keep confident in your shot a lot.
Yeah. And probably number one thing, get your method, your skills down so that you're shooting the same way every time.
Muscle memory. That's why practice makes perfect.
Yeah. Just how many shots did you usually take a day whenever you were in college?
Oh, a ton for sure. Yeah. Especially on
100.
At least 100, maybe for a warm-up 100, maybe. Oh my gosh. I mean, recently when it was Christmas break and, you know, Tessa Crawford, mm-hmm. she lives here too. We would go to the gym and, I mean, we started off with 100 threes as a warm-up, and then we had more stuff to do as well.
How come in college, did they have other people that were shooting threes? Because you shot twos and you scored a lot of points, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, did you set any records at McKendree?
I did, yeah. I have the all-time leading score for Division II. So when they became Division II, it kind of started all over with points-wise, because before then, they were NAIA. So I'm not like the overall all-time leading scorer, but for Division II era, I am the all-time leading scorer.
Nice.
With 1,431 points. I could have had more, but unfortunately my career was cut short my senior year. Yes.
What happened?
So I went up for a rebound, an offensive rebound, landed, and at the same time I landed, a body went into my legs and it hyperextended my knee. I ended up spraining my MCL, which is the medial ligament in your knee, and fracturing my shin bone. Mm. And I could not bend my knee to save my life for the longest
time.
That's
all healed up now.
Yeah. I ended up working really hard to come back on senior day. So I got to play on senior day. It took a little over a month for me to get back. And I definitely wasn't supposed to be out there. I couldn't bend my knee still. But I ended up playing senior day and I got a couple minutes. And it was really cool to be back on senior day.
Yeah. So, you know, you were a great player in high school. You were a great player in college. You were a great three-point shooter. And I'm sure that you played good defense.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the things I had to be good at to play as well.
You had to be able to defend.
Yeah. Luckily.
And you could handle the ball, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I had to handle the ball or I'm getting taken out.
Right.
Had to play defense as well or I was getting taken out for sure. Luckily, I had my last AAU coach, his name's Jonathan Denny. He taught me the fundamentals of defense a little bit and how to actually play defense, because I was not sure how to. I didn't understand defense. I was so focused on offense in high school that I felt like I didn't have to know much about defense. And Jonathan Denny, who's now the SWIC women's head coach right now, he used to coach at Civic Memorial. He taught me the fundamentals of defense, and I wasn't fully taught when I went into McKendree, but then Coach Carrie Kirkhoff, she got me how to play the right defense on and off ball defense, for sure.
Okay, now we're going to go to how are you, did you get into the spot where you're going to Australia to play professional basketball? Tell us about that. How did that even begin?
So this is how it all went. I'll tell you every single detail of how it went. So obviously I got injured. I wasn't sure if I was going to be the same player I was before I got injured. You know, I feel like a lot of people that get injured relate to that a lot. However, I worked myself back really hard, especially over the summer. But over the summer, I was focused more on continuing a career in radiology. Uh-huh. And what I told myself was, if I get rejected at this specific school for radiology, it's a sign that I still need to play basketball.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting waitlisted in radiology school.
You didn't make weight?
No. So that's when, and I wasn't even mad. I was like, okay, I'm going to have to play basketball. It looks like I'm playing basketball. So I ended up looking for a bunch of agencies. And of course, my dad finds a really good agency that...
to represent you.
To represent me, yep. And I found them on Instagram, followed them on Instagram. They're called Crossover Management.
Mm-hmm.
They followed me back, so that was really exciting for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I emailed the guy that is in charge of Crossover Management. His name's Brad. He emailed me back and sent him a highlight reel of my senior year at McKendree. He really liked my highlight video. And another thing that he also pays attention to is how someone is as a person. And he thought, he liked me as a person, for sure. And that he found that really important in all his clients. So he ended up signing with me over the summer. Fast forward, we're looking for teams. And it was too late for Europe season because they call them imports.
Mm-hmm.
Have pretty much been signed with Europe teams, unless someone were to get injured and you'd have to be ready in 2 weeks, which we didn't know if that was going to happen. So we were focused on looking for teams in Australia for the March through July season, which is their winter season.
Mm-hmm.
It's the complete opposite. And it was a long process at first. It started off with Brad sending my honorees and my accomplishments, game film, my highlight reel to a bunch of other teams. And there would be coaches that would be a little interested. And then there was one coach that was very interested, but they were also waiting on a different import if she was going to re-sign with them. And obviously they have to show loyalty to the person that played with them the year prior if she wanted to come back. So it was just a whole long process. And then all of a sudden, the team that I'm going to, the Western Port Steelers, the staff found out that I was talking to a couple teams. And they've been interested in me for, I guess, longer than what I was thinking mm-hmm. at the time. And so I ended up being on a call with the head coach and my agent. And I ended up really liking the coach. He's a really good guy.
Yeah.
And what they were offering me and where the location was and what Brad was telling me and his, opinion, it all just made sense.
Yeah.
The first impression that I had with the coach, my coach currently for Australia, really sold me. And so I told Brad, I was like, I'll take the contract. And so a couple weeks later, they send me the contract because I have to make pages worth of contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And I sign it that night and I send it back.
And you're in.
I'm in.
And when do you leave?
February 13th. That's what's looking like right now. I haven't had a flight ticket yet, but I recently had an email sent to me about a flight on February 13th.
All right. And when do the games start?
The first game is, from what I have seen, is the last weekend of March, and it goes from regular season first game to last regular season game the last weekend of July, and then playoffs would start in August.
Okay, here's the question. How can we watch you play? Can we?
So all I know right now is they do have a YouTube channel, and you can watch it live or on demand. I know this for a fact because I've been studying how they play from last year's season on demand, and I just go to a bunch of different games and I just watch how they play.
Sure. Great. That's good to know.
Yeah.
And listeners, this interview is going to be on YouTube as well. So you can go to WJBM YouTube and watch this interview, and then hopefully we'll all get to watch you play on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
In March through July.
Yep. I'll send the link to everybody.
What city are you in?
I'm in Somerville, Victoria, Australia. So it's the closest city is Melbourne. Okay. So it's way down in the peninsula. So it's Somerville, the sea, Antarctica. That's how south I am.
All right. And the weather, is it pretty warm all the time?
Currently right now it is, so it's their summer right now. It's over 100 degrees there right now. Okay. And I think the coldest it gets is 40s.
Oh, I tell you what, we are so proud of you here at Jersey County.
Thank you.
And it's going to be exciting for you. I know it's going to be a great, great experience.
I hope so. I think it will be as well. I'm starting to believe that.
Oh yeah. It's going to be great. You're going to love it. Yes. Well, thanks so much, Claire, for coming in. Any last words of wisdom you want to shout out to your fans?
Oh, the only thing I have for wisdom is never give up. It doesn't matter how short you are. It doesn't matter if you missed half of a season prior to being recruited for a professional team. It doesn't matter if you played in a Division II team. It's not just Division I that goes and plays pro. It don't matter. Just keep trying. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
And just fulfill your dreams. You're only young once. Just do it if you want to.
Yes. Well, thanks so much, Claire.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.